everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. This is a time we're about to see the return of the Lord. We are going to see it. This generation will see it. He's about to return. In these days, there's nothing more that the Lord talked to me about than His return. Even on the radio broadcast, the theme of this year is ready or not. But beyond all that, let's focus on Him. People all over America are arguing about pre-tribulation rapture and post-tribulation rapture and mid-tribulation rapture. Remember something, the Lord said that He put these things in His power. And Revelation is written in a mystery. It's understandable to a point. And I listen to people's point of views because the Lord, I believe all of them have something right and some have something wrong. But the Lord has this under His power. And He told me this, and I believe this more than all those things, that He's coming back at the most strategic moment where He can save more people. And remember, when people get saved, they change the dynamics of Revelation. Not what's going to happen will happen, but the timing and the way it happens is altered when people get saved. When a lot of people start getting saved, you know, it can delay the return. But the Lord also said that He set a limit. He told me that about 4 or 5 years ago. I think it was 2013 when He said that He set a date. He set a limit. And it was confirmed. He told somebody else the same thing. I believe it. And I talked about it on some of these broadcasts earlier on. He wouldn't tell me, and He's not. I didn't expect Him to. But he does things at the most strategic time. He always did. And when He returns, you know, you'll probably be able to see it biblically. I'm not 100% certain about that, but people didn't know how to calculate it. They tried, and you're not supposed to, because He said He put it in His own power. That should be enough for us. But I still like to look into these things. But now what's more important is, let's look at Him. Just before I did this broadcast, He said, in all the things you have to do, do them, but look at Me. Pay attention to Me until I return. What I mean by that is, give Him your attention. Give Him your attention. Like never before. Because whatever He needs to, if He needs to tell you something strategic, we need to hear it. We all do. This is something everybody that love God should do. Regard Him. Give Him your attention. Do the things you have to do. Go about your day doing what you're supposed to do. The things you had planned. But yield to the Lord. Give Him your attention. People have made choices, and the Lord has made counter responses to their choices. Now, a good man, the Lord can order his steps right into the people that will help them believe, right into the people that can break the yokes on their life so that they can be saved. And He's been doing this for quite some time. And then there are those who have hardened their heart. Now, many years ago, back in like 2003 and 4, as early as 2002, the Lord had me saying that He's working against everything that's not like Him and building up everything that is. And the strategy He gave me in ministry, He had me to address people that will hear Him first. because they're the ones he wanted to put his anointing on. Because some people, they're not wholehearted. Half-hearted people throughout the Word of God have been known to betray God. If you start flirting with the world, you can become half-hearted. That's when David, at his lowest point, he looked out the window and watched Bathsheba bathe. And he stopped thinking like a soldier of God. And he did things that cost him, that caused the whole kingdom to be divided. But he repented. He woke up and came back. And those who love the Lord, and you've handled the things of God, we need to be faithful. We don't ever need to do something like that. Because we know too much. See, we're not like David was. David had the Holy Spirit upon him. He didn't have the Holy Spirit within. He had a devout love for God, and he sought the Lord to do his word. He had the anointing of a king, but he didn't have salvation like we have it. He was looking for it. He was seeking to have it in future tense. He had to abide by the oracles of the law. He had to observe the law and do the things of Moses. And it was a very difficult situation. We have the Holy Spirit within and upon and the Word of God. We can read about David's life. David couldn't read about David's life. He just kept yielding to the Lord. The Lord had his attention. That's why he was able to do the things that he did with much, much less. But we have salvation. We were washed in the blood. We have a brand new spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives within our spirit. And if we praise and worship him, we can be full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came upon us as we yielded. Every Christian has the Holy Spirit within. But some people have not experienced the Holy Spirit upon them. And speak in tongues and invite the spiritual gifts. Some people don't receive spiritual gifts. And that's not good. But they've been taught wrong. The devil couldn't stop it, so he gave people bad teaching. Doctrines of devils to slow the church down, and it worked. But not for everybody. Some people broke through it. Some of the best preachers are preachers who broke through darkness. Whether it was worldly darkness, religious darkness, some people broke through all forms of darkness, intellectual darkness. You know, and when you break through, you know that you know that you know you're on the right track. Some people got saved at an early age and they were never challenged, but their life is a continual breakthrough because Satan don't like the fact that they're saved, and he give people the wrong opinions against them and doubts against them. So every child of God has some breaking through to do. There are all forms of challenges out there. Kind of like the video games, you know, your enemy pops up and try to kill you and you have to kill him. But we don't shoot people, we kill the influences that they bring with them. You have to break through the doubtful words of your family and friends. You have to break through and know that you can do some things. There are some breaking through to do. Religious doctrine, doctrines of devils, it looks, the pastor agrees with it. The bishop agrees with it. The whole congregation and the people you love, and they're persuaded that way. And then when you go in the Lord's presence and he show you things, now you got to break through all this muck to get to do what God wants you to do. And now people still have, even people that's following God, they still got some breakthrough to do. But guess what? If you look at him, it's so easy. Some people are not candidates for what God wants to do in their lives because of wrong teaching, wrong knowledge, and rebellion against knowledge. But when you look at him, you're looking at greater light, and then you're able to judge, my friend, the truth. You're able to judge it and do something against it and do what's right. You're able to see it for what it is. And that's what we all need to do. When we, as we follow God, I always talk about following God because it's so important. It gives us such a greater advantage. It gives us the best advantage. And when we follow him and follow through, see, following God and following through is very important. When you follow God and follow through with what he's saying, you can do all these wonderful things. You're not limited anymore. And then the darkness, it can't obstruct your light. The darkness that people have received as truth, it cannot instruct the light. People that have wandered in the forms of darkness, they're gonna try to hide. They're gonna try to hide from the light. All of them. They won't be able to understand it. You know, from the beginning, the Lord said, the darkness comprehended it not. And people they'll treat you that way. Some people they'll stop talking to you for a while. They'll keep coming. You'll have shorter conversations as you walk in the light. Because people can sense it. Every person, we're made in God's image, and we can sense truth. We can sense things that's of God. And when people are doing something or believe a certain way and more light comes, it's overwhelming to them. It's not personal. The way that they respond to you is the way that they're responding to God. Why? Because you fill your heart with the Lord's word. And you can see things that they don't, and you'll act on things that they don't know about. And this puzzled me for years, and I'm just understanding why. If you thrust somebody into God's presence all at once, it's just like in Isaiah 2 when he said that they're going to cast their idols to the bats. When the Lord comes in his glory, nobody's going to have to tell them, hey, that's Jesus. They're going to know it. And they're going to hide. And they're going to try to find places and pockets where they can put their debauchery. They're going to want to appear to be good. And they're already caught off guard. And they know that they're in trouble, so they're going to try to hide. Nobody told them to do this. This is worldwide. That's why I say all the religions, all of them are wrong. All of them. That goes against Christ. All of them are wrong. They're not of God. They never were of God. They never will be of God. God didn't ordain it.